The Irish Blood Transfusion Service is looking for 15,000 new donors this year. It's to ensure the stability of the national blood supply. The Director of Donor Services and Logistics with the Blood Transfusion Service is Paul McGinney, and he joins us now. Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the programme. 15,000 new donors this year. Is that the sort of typical number of new donors you need each year to maintain blood supplies?
That's exactly it. We need that number to ensure that the blood supply, as you say, remains stable. And we need to rotate donors. Our average age of donors is over 45. We need to get quite literally younger blood into the pool. So that's why we are making this appeal for new donors.
And you're making an appeal to for certain types of blood categories.
Yeah, we're particularly tight on rhesus negative blood types. That's A, B, and O negative. O negative is obviously the universal blood group. The percentages of our population that have those particular groups is lower. For example, 8% of the population are only O negative. So, yeah, we do find it tight at times. We are asking, please, if you know you're that group, and please to come in and register becoming a new donor. If you are an O negative or an A negative or B negative donor, please talk to your relative. There's a good chance you'll have the same group, and ask them to consider to become donors. But look, every donor is precious. Every group is precious. But as I said, those particular groups are a particular struggle for us at the moment.
Give us a sense of the demand, the daily demand for blood products.
Well, we give an average of 200 transfusions occur in Irish hospitals every day. We need and we strive to collect 3,000 donations every week just to stay on top of demand. Last year, we issued just under 140,000 units of blood. So you can see the hospitals are busy. This is a constant demand. The last couple of years have been very busy for us, obviously, because of hospitals trying to catch up after the COVID pandemic. So it's a big demand. Hospitals are also obviously trying to reduce their waiting lists. There's a lot of elective surgeries going on. So demand is high.
And for somebody who might be interested in donating, where can they give blood? What's involved? How long does it take?
Well, the best place to start is to go onto our website, giveblood.ie. We have a little eligibility quiz. It takes about 60 seconds, and you'll know pretty much then whether you're eligible to donate now. We do have a very extensive frequently asked questions section. And if you still have questions, then please ring our number, 1800 731 137, and one of my colleagues will be able to deal with your query. On the website, we do have a register interest section. So if you are a new donor or you would love to start, I know it's a bit late, but if you would like to start a New Year's resolution, please to become a donor, register your interest, we'll come back to you. And when you do become a donor and when you do donate, we do send a text telling you when and where your donation, which hospital has been issued to, and to thank you for helping save somebody's life or certainly to improve it.
So you can donate in some specially set up centres, is that right? Or in a hospital, or I think people might sometimes find this blood donation is possible at your workplace.
Yes, we have mobile clinics that go around the country all year. All the details are on our giveblood.ie website. We do have 3 fixed centres, 2 in Dublin, 1 in Cork. And we do have specialist, we have ferry clinics where we would work with a large employer and with them encourage their staff to come into our fixed centres, or indeed we'll actually put a mobile clinic out there. You did ask the question, the time takes, we say, between an hour and a half. We try to get somebody through from registration to the actual donation. We do appreciate that's an hour and a half of somebody's time, but when you think of the good and the benefits that it's driving, helping save somebody's life or improve it, we are very grateful.
Yeah. And just a final question, typically why would somebody not be eligible to give blood?
Well, there can be a whole lot of reasons. Obviously, the main point is to ensure that the blood for the nation is safe. Mm-hmm. But there can be lots of different things, and some are only temporary. It could be because you're not feeling well, or you have a flu, or you're using a particular medication, or we have some travel deferrals, depending, obviously, some malarial countries or etc. There's a whole. It could be a tattoo. It's a very short deferral, but it's purely just we ask you to for a short period of time to not donate. All the details on the website, giveblood.ie. Obviously, we try to make it easier for people to come donate. Deferrals are only there, as I said, to ensure that the blood supply is safe.
All right, we'll leave it there. Paul McKinney, Director of Donor Services at the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. Thank you very much for talking to us.